renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Oh, Michelle, I'm a little poopy girl today. I'm so tired.
I'll bet you are. So what the heck were you doing yesterday? I understand you did a TEDx on Wall Street, and then you went to the New York Stock Exchange and rang the bell. Now, did you know that this is on the top of my bucket list?
Oh, my gosh. So I was at the New York Stock Exchange. I was the first physician to ever do the TEDx conference at the New York Stock Exchange for the Wall Street TEDx. And if you don't know what these things are, just go to Wall Street, TEDxWallStreet.com and scope it out. It's just amazing. Thought leaders, really cool stuff. And at the same time, we got a chance to ring the closing bell at 4 o'clock, and it was on CNBC, and it's just the coolest thing. And we're getting some women in there, and we're getting some of that feminine influence, and I'm loving every moment of it. And you and I, Michelle, did this a week ago at the TEDx Lower East Side, which was just incredible, and you were amazing, totally amazing.
So were you talking on the subject of epigenetics, which we have to do, and me doing from illness to wellness, which is going to lead me into today's segment of, you know, what happens with us gaining weight with our hormones?
Well, in other words, are hormones the key to, you know, zapping the fat? Well, you know, it's interesting. When I wrote Fight Fat After 40, one of the things I remember is that one of the best one-liners from a patient of mine was when she came in, she was about 45, 46 years old, and she says, "Hey, Dr. Peek, here's the gig, right? I looked in the mirror today. All my life, I've looked like an hourglass. I am now officially a shot glass. What happened? I just filled in. I wake up in the morning. Did aliens put this stuff around my belly?
Too much alcohol?
Hello? What happened? And there's this, you know, and women being women just feel this shame, blame, and guilt. Did I do something horribly wrong? And you know as well as I do, Michelle, the answer is fluctuating hormones are a huge piece of this. Obviously,
huge.
You know, obviously what you're eating and your physical activity figure in monstrously. But the shape shifting that takes place where women at one point have usually a little bit more fat stored on their hip, thigh, and buttocks. Suddenly it's moving up to the penthouse here. We're seeing it around the belly and we've got the muffin top thing going on. Did you have any of that? Come on, you're a skinny woman. You don't have any of that, did you?
I did. And, you know, depending on where the weight is gained, as you know, is where the hormones are fluctuating, whether you have enough or not, or too much or not enough. And in my case, you know, I was clearly estrogen deprived when I had my complete hysterectomy. So, you know, where I gained it was the lower part, the buttocks, like you said, and it was just awful. I mean, I'd go into my closet, I'll never forget this, and I would try on jeans, you know, one pair of jeans after another. I'd be throwing them on the floor. I was so angry. Number one, here I am, you know, complete hysterectomy and no hormones. So you can only imagine how that makes you. And then on top of it, I can't find a pair of jeans that fit me. Like overnight, I can't get into my jeans anymore. And I'm not eating any differently. I mean, you could literally sew my mouth shut for the next, you know, 30 days, and all I was going to do was gain weight because my hormones were so imbalanced. And then what does that cause? It causes your cortisol levels to go up because you get anxiety, you're depressed. I mean, it's a whirlwind.
And then
women don't know.
The depression, you know, leads to all the rest of it. I remember one of my women, when you were saying that thing about the jeans, when I met this one woman who was about 47, and she came in and she said, "I gave it up with the jeans. I mean, this is just driving me nuts, and it's a short drive." and so I said, "So what? I was taking some numbers down," and she says, "Well, you asked me what my size is." She says, "My size is elastic. And she started to just basically just bag it and just go with it. I said, no. So let's talk about how to get out of this mess, because so many women are just desperate out there. Right. One of the first things you got to understand is that, and by the way, both Michelle and I have both lived with this, and we both, you know, contend with this. Needless to say, we've gone through the dark valley of the muffin top thing. And here's the gig: one of the first things you have to do is realize that lots of things are happening at one time. There's a confluence. So one of the first things that's happening is, you know, you're usually tired, stressed out, not getting enough sleep, and then on top of that, your hormones are beginning to wax and wane, and those are primarily your progesterone and your estrogen. And so when all of this is going on, guess what? You start shape-shifting. Fat is highly associated with where the fat is distributed is highly associated with how much estrogen you have on board,
right?
And relative to progesterone. And you know, some women can handle all of this with really tightening up on the nutrition and physical activity. Other women need more. And that means hormonal replacement therapy. And I'm a firm believer, as you are, Michelle, that every single woman needs to sit down, find that practitioner out there who will spend the time to really listen, understand, and honor your unique history, and then figure out what's going to be good for you in terms of a strategy going forward with your everything from sleep, stress management, nutrition, physical activity, as well as potentially hormonal replacement therapy. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan, Pam, as you know, the book Screaming to Be Heard, which was the book that saved my life and really got me to understand how all the hormones worked in the body. I mean, I think women and men both don't know what happens with hormones and how it affects, you know, 400 things in the body. So because we can't see them, we think that they can't be that big of a deal, when the reality is, you know, it not only affects all of the fat and you know, weight gain and all those things, depression, but it also affects the brain, which is what happened in my case. So I'm a big fan of doing blood work, for example. So I do my blood work every 3 months so that I can keep all those levels, you know, where they should be. And we have that blood work on EmpowHer, for example, because I have more women every day that come and say, I don't know what to do. I've been to 10 doctors just like I was, and no one could help me. And I'm getting fatter and fatter, and I'm feeling worse and worse. And well, in my case, I was.
Well, there's the bloat that also happens, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you'd start
SpongeBob.
Really
it's called SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
Pam.
Well, Sponge Barbara. It's not Bob. No, but seriously, what women really need to do more than anything else is to find that practitioner. You can't do what the next woman does. You just can't. This is one of those, I need to have individualized therapy.
Right.
It could be, look at all of your symptoms at that time. Is the weight issue and the shape shifting going hand in hand with lower energy, with maybe early hot flashes, with problems with sleep? You know, and there you go. So one of the most important things women can do is really hit it on EmpowHer,
right,
because you're going to be able to join a community out there. If you really want to get some specifics, I wrote Fight Fat After 40 and Body for Life for Women, both of which have some great strategies there for you. And so there you are. Right, Michelle?
Get that blood work done, and you can go to the NAMS website as well, because they've got some of the best doctors who really specialize in this.
All right. We're
there
ready.
We have
wrap
it.
Wrap it.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio MD. Stay well.